Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A man once fell from a cliff, but somehow was able to hold on to a big, sturdy branch of a tree which grew out of the side of the cliff. While holding firmly to that branch after he had composed himself, he let out a loud cry, saying, "Is somebody up there? Help me!" He repeated that cry several times. Then he heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is the Lord. Do not be afraid. I promise to help you. Let go of the branch." He looked up, but he saw no one. And he knew there was no way to climb that cliff and reach the top. And he looked down, and all he could see were boulders several hundred feet below. And so he let out a cry again, and this time he said, "Is there anybody else up there?" I think that story is illustrative of what often happens in our lives and in the life of the church. Our faith has not grown like a mustard seed. We may hang to that cliff with nowhere else to turn to but to God's promise, self-helper. And yet, that's really the story of the faith of the Israelites and our faith. When the Israelites were going out of Egypt, they were promised an accident. And the first thing they saw was the Red Sea. So before them was the Red Sea, and behind them was the mighty Egyptian army. There is no way out. There is no exit. This doesn't look like an exodus at all. It looks more like the end, a dead end. To fight would be an exercise in futility. They have never been trained as soldiers to make this that they know, to fight a war that they don't know. Pharaoh had his chariot, horses, and 600 farmers. What chance did he have? And look who's leading them. Moses, that man who was so hesitant to take up this mission of leading the people of God out of Egypt. And not a few of them among the Israelites instructed them. And all they could imagine was death in the grave. And so they complained to Moses, "Were there any graves in Egypt? Did you have to bring us out here in the desert to die? It would be better to be slain there in Egypt than to die here in the desert. Where is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Where are the powers God had given to Moses? Let's go back. Better slain than dead." Those words that have echoed through the ranks of the tribes of Israel. With fear and trembling, they stood at the edge of the Red Sea and could see no exodus at all. Many times, mission work in the Pastoral Church of Missouri Synod is like standing at the edge of the Red Sea. Lack of manpower and lack of funds are like the Egyptian army and the Red Sea, making immovable the people of God in their mission strength. Mission work seems to be unable to move anywhere. The Lutheran Church in the Philippines experienced this in the years 1976 to 1978. When 13 American missionaries left the field, and the subsidy of the church was cut by over $25,000, our Philippine seminary had no graduates since 1975. Several church buildings were destroyed by hurricanes, and one was raised to the ground by fire. There seemed to be no exodus, no exit to all this problem, and we were desperate. Let's go back to the Israelites. The Israelites thought there was no way out of that problem. They thought that was the end of all their hopes for an exodus. God would save our freedom. But God came to the king. God showed his glory in his assistance. And he said, said to Moses, tell the people to move forward. Lift up your walking stick and hold it over the stick, over the sea. The water will divide, and the Israelites will be able to walk through the sea on dry ground. To the Israelites, the most recent bad thing to do was to go back. That was the only exodus they knew. But God said to them, go forward. Then he added the promise, the water will divide, and you will be able to walk through the sea on dry ground. The rest of that story is now history. Lutheran Church in the Philippines has learned its most important lesson in this recent year. Mission work is not solely our mission. In fact, it is not man's mission. It is God's mission. It is God who provides not only the Great Commission, but also the promise. God opened doors. And he had provided a way out to Exodus for the Lutheran Church in the Philippines. When we were faced with the loss of so many American missionaries, the church was forced to train lay pastors, deacons, and evangelists, and place them under the supervision of seminary-trained ordained pastors. Today, we have more than 100 of these man-saved volunteer workers serving the church, expanding the mission of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines. And our seminary training program has expanded because many of these non-paid volunteer workers realize the needs of the church. Our seminary enrollment has gone up, therefore, with God's blessing. In recent years, the staff of our mission work has expanded. Last year, the Lutheran Church in the Philippines opened mission work in 10 years old. Not only has God provided us a way for expanding our mission work, he has also provided us a less expensive way of doing mission work. The story of the Israelites in our church is really also the story of our life. While we were yet in our sins and helpless, God brought us the water of baptism and provided for us an exodus from the slavery of sin, death, and the devil. When all we could see was the cross, the ship, and death, God turned it into a Good Friday, and 3 days later, into a resurrection. Not just for Christ, but for us as well. God can open a new way, a living way, through his own body. This is the good news. No matter what problems come into your life, and into the church, there will be an exodus. This is the good news. He is the Exodus. He is the way, the truth, and the life.